zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks to Courtney Cronin for joining us today. Thanks for listening and calling. Come on. We had a fun show, and great job by Chris Bleck and Charlie Bevins.
Carmen, I got to tell you, I was touched today when I got in a car to come down. I came down a little early, and I heard you talk about how much you'd missed the good kid.
Yeah.
And having the good kid back was really important.
He's my rock.
And made you.
That's a long time, Tommy.
What? I mean, Joseph, I'm trying to help you,
something's
buddy.
Something's going on.
My God.
Yeah, no, I was way ahead of
Why
you.
Why do you think
that way, Chris?
I hit you like six times and you didn't respond.
Man, a lot.
You must be in love.
What's going on?
Wow.
I'm just speaking, but I was
struck in the arm. You were being emotional.
I was moved.
Me and Carmen,
you talked about the
relationship.
Good
you catch something out of the corner of your eye, and you started having spasms.
Oh, I'm glad we got
a friend.
Just
trying to help you, buddy.
I appreciate it. I caught a gander.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very late, though.
Late gander, but maybe some might even say the most important.
That's right.
Aspect of that.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think we saw the.
Thank you.
I don't think so. I think if you think a little bit longer about that.
Done deal.
You have no idea.
Well, I mean, there was a jacket on.
What if there was a pirouette and you turn around and next thing,
Well, come on.
Boy, you should have seen the sight we saw a little bit earlier.
You're getting crazy.
All right. I'm not getting crazy.
We had a lovely young couple that were getting married.
Right. When I walked in, I saw them taking pictures.
Lovely, lovely young couple.
Wait, Johnny, I was going to actually step in front of the window and look at you and give you some sort of sign.
Unbelievable.
But I figured it was in bad taste. So I just walked in.
I don't judge. All women are beautiful. Yeah, some are more beautiful than others. Sure. Remember, Eco once said that to me. We're on 49th, right across from on Drexel, right across from Operation Bush headquarters. We're putting some iron railing fencing in around an apartment building.
Put it around a refrigerator.
And he said, all women are beautiful, Johnny. Some more beautiful than others.
That's right.
Just remember that.
Yes.
This young lady had her own beauty.
Yes. You know, you'd think, I swear to God.
She had plenty of it.
Clooney over here, right? Clooney passing judgment.
Don't.
I'm not saying anything.
We welcome Waddle and Sylvie. Tyler's in for Sylvie. Sylvie will be back, I think, tomorrow.
Which is poisoning this young lad,
aren't we? Poisoning him. No, he's poisoned enough already. Yeah.
What's with the fan club walking by today, Yurk?
It's my guy. Little T.
He comes to our golf outing every
year. Remember the guy that got dressed in the puffy, the Dalmatian costume for one of our first golf tournaments?
Yeah.
Where all the monies went to the pause
thing. Out at Southern Bridges.
He came by today and was tormenting us.
And he had a fishing net?
He had a fishing net that was holding up the picture.
He was using
he had
it
to have
as
a backstop.
What
was the
picture? Picture
photos of me in 1994 in a throwback uniform.
Yes.
Hung out.
Yeah, he was kind of like this.
Yeah. So I had a couple of them. I went out and signed one of them. I was chasing Eric.
Somebody threw a Vicodin, you know, in the air.
Boy, let me tell you. That's all it would have taken back then.
Back in the day.
Yeah. They're taking shots.
Friends like this?
Yeah, who needs enemies? This guy taking shots.
If it was a Toradol, it would have been me.
You sharing with Brett Favre? What'd you do? Hey. So we took Toradol shots.
I took me Toradol every day to practice in 94. I couldn't practice.
Yeah.
Every day I took Toradol.
Yeah, it's hard on your body.
You know. Of course it was. Geez, why do you think I'm a complete mess?
I know.
You are a
mess. It's hard.
I have a nerve problem in my left hip right now. It's the most excruciating pain I've ever had in my entire life.
You seeing anybody about it?
Would you like me to massage it for you?
I don't know if a massage would actually help.
Left hip, outside, inside, where are we at? Medial? Are we close to the iliac crest?
I don't know. I'm relying on my buddy,
I'll help you.
Mike Kordecki, who worked for the Bears.
I will drive and elbow someplace.
I was in tears yesterday.
Were you?
Two days ago.
Cross fiber? Cross friction?
I don't know what it is, man.
It's
like if you like hit your funny bone, multiply that by 100, and it lasts,
and it just
60
lasts.
Times longer.
But what portion of your hip? You're not giving me a lot.
You're not gonna manipulate
it. I'm not touching
me.
It. Okay. Look.
You're not going to manipulate.
It's
everywhere, and my shin burns.
His shin burns.
Yeah.
You need a new hip?
He'll probably need
because I moved, so I did a lot more than I should have. Okay. I tweaked my back a couple of times. Then I sat down and was doing a stretch.
Do you hang upside down?
I don't. I should.
You hang upside down.
I should.
Maybe
you
it's like
let gravity do its
could
work.
Could be sciatica.
Sciatica. Yeah,
it's karma. It's the most painful thing I've ever had in my life.
Let gravity do its work. Get the boots. Yeah. Come hang upside down like Richard Gere in that one movie. Hang upside down, do some abdominal exercises.
I'm with
Let your spine elongate. Yeah. Let those hips go a different direction than how gravity is usually working.
You ever had a pinched nerve?
Oh,
no,
yeah, not
oh
really.
My God, it is just.
I mean, I got a lower back issue myself, but
like I couldn't swing it. Like right now, Carm, pain is so bad, and the pain when your nerves are firing like this, the rest of your muscles aren't. Like I couldn't run to the garbage can if I had
brutal.
To.
Well, I don't run much anymore anyway.
Run much?
Yeah, I don't run much.
Well, what define much?
Much at all?
Yeah, I mean.
You know what? At our age and what we put ourselves through,
no.
All we should do is walk.
I walk number four and number one. Number two, the course is down Pinehurst. The guy had it on his Fitbit or doohickey, 7,000 yards.
Yeah.
Like each day. Because, you know, there's walking the tee. It's not just on the golf. Fine. Felt better than I have in a couple years,
That's
man.
Good.
I did some power walking, man.
It's all we need to do.
Cruising.
We don't need to run. There's no reason for us to run.
Yeah, you do kind of need to get your heart rate up a little.
But you can do that if you walk.
You can do that if you bicycle.
Yes. Is that your first walking round of the year?
No, I maybe. That's probably my first walking round. Listen, Johnny doesn't like to walk.
If he sees sun, he'll be out there.
Yeah. I'm playing Saturday morning.
I'm playing Saturday, too. Yeah.
It's supposed to be 65 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Saturday's supposed to be nice.
I was supposed to play, but I can't.
I've updated my CDGA.
But 16.6
index, my friend.
What is it? What did you say it is?
16.6. Here, I'll show it to you.
There you go. What's yours?
I can never be doubted.
Mine's like 20-something.
All right.
20.
There he is, right there. Johnny Handsome. Handicap number, the whole ball and wax. Right there, 16.6.
Look at you.
You kept it in two digits down at Pinehurst. That's awesome.
95, 97, 91, 90.
It's incredible.
Playing the courses at 7,000.
My caddy down there, usually it's Logan Lockhart. My caddy down there was named Brendan. He played for LSU.
Oh, wow.
He's a plus six.
Come on.
A plus six.
Plus six down there. But listen, that's still not good enough always to get the top 125 on the tour.
What?
Okay. Good golfer. He goes, Logan told me that you could putt. The flat stick's going to be important for you out here. I go, yes. I go, the flat stick is my club. He said that he's never seen anybody traverse their way around Pinehurst number four the way I traversed myself around.
That good or bad?
With a flat stick. Yeah.
Good?
Because I was 54 yards out, Texas wedge. There ain't no chipping from them tight lies.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Down there?
That's going to be nothing but a nightmare. He knows. Mm-hmm. He's been there. Nothing but a nightmare.
They tell you. The caddies will tell you down there. If you're ever in between... Pull out
putter.
Really?
Pull the putter out. 40 yards away, pull out your putter.
I was 54 yards.
40 yards.
54 yard Texas wedge.
Get out of here. 54 yards.
I've seen him do it.
How close did you stick it?
6 feet.
That's awesome.
I didn't make every putt. But there were a couple that I took from distance that I put probably about 2-3 feet away. I mean, them are
2-3 feet.
Yurko with the Texas wedge.
I love it. That's awesome.
Problem up here is you get the rough and you get the thing. You can't really utilize the Texas wedge up here.
No.
You've got to be able to chip up here, but you got plush grass up here.
People use the hybrid up here.
Kentucky bluegrass.
Did you have the Kukua down there?
No Kukua. It's all.
Is their grass?
It's all Bermuda.
Does their grass go dormant?
It goes brown.
The rough went dormant. Yes,
okay.
The rough was dormant. But the fairways were back and the greens were glorious.
Were they? Because the climate's obviously different.
Fairways were phenomenal. Yeah. You got into the rough, you had some dormant stuff going on there. But I am.
Is the course green?
I'm the
or was
king
it a little brown?
Horse. I just said it's green.
Yeah,
I said
it was green.
I said the fairways
the,
were green.
The fairways and
the greens were green, but some of the rough was dormant. But they had a couple of spells of real warm weather down there, which allowed the grass to grow a little bit earlier.
This time of year, that's why it's still tough to play golf here, because everything's still dead. We're not quite...
Yeah.
You know, you need another 2 weeks or so before
the
everything
Masters.
Comes to life.
After the Masters, we turn green.
Although my grass looks like it's getting close.
I was going to say, I know a lot of courses...
It's getting close.
A lot of courses around here did open up early because of the...
Well, we've had
we got
warm,
like a couple pop-up days earlier in the year.
Yep.
But here's February. The thing. The warm temperatures don't affect like an early growth the way people think. It's all got to do with the daylight hours. It's not like, oh, it's warmer, so things are going to be growing faster.
My magnolias have bloomed already, and it's the earliest they've bloomed ever.
Is that right?
They flowered, they're boom, and now they're on the
ground.
When
do the magnolias normally? Oh, is that right?
Not now. Usually it's mid-April for my magnolias.
That seems pretty early for magnolias. Yeah. In this part of the country, that seems early.
I'm telling you, I should have taken a picture. Boom, flowered, bloomed.
Don't you love what we talk about during crosstalk? The blooming of the magnolias.
Yes. My figs are in the garage. The figs are starting to get their button up. They're buttoned up, my figs.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got to give them some beer.
What do they produce?
Figs.
Figs.
What do you mean? So I mean, like, they produce. Do you eat them?
Yeah. Absolutely. Why
you
wouldn't
kidding
you?
Kidding me?
It's a delicacy.
Oh, fantastic.
Where our people are from, it's a delicacy.
Oh my! I mean, we ate figs constantly growing up.
Forever.
Delicious.
We love
fig
figs.
Newton guy. You're a fig Newton guy.
No,
I mean, not particularly. Because
that's a fig taste like. I never had one.
They're
like
sweet. They're delicious.
Sweet.
Fresh figs are delicious.
Full of Swedes. Pink on the inside. Pinkish purple.
Pinkish purple. And stop it, Tommy. And they've got just a great sort of texture about them.
They do.
Kind of got like a soft.
Why don't you bring them in and share?
Sweet texture. They're delicious.
Well, I only get about 40, 45 off the tree. I mean,
yeah, it's a delicacy.
You put a little piece of prosciutto or some hard salami with a fig and some wine. I mean, you can't. Come on.
Well,
you don't know.
You're going to another place now.
You get some scotch with that. Forget
it. Well, scotch wouldn't be a great mix. You'd want wine. You'd want a
little vino.
Red or white wine with some like some hard cheese, prosciutto, and figs.
I was going to say hard cheese. I was going to say hard cheese.
Forget it.
When do the figs start to bloom?
Start to ripen? They're like August.
Okay, so we got some time.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Figs usually come late in the year.
Late in the year. August for me.
Or peaches and wine, too. Woo, big thing in the
show. Would you say you keep them in the garage?
I could eat a peach for hours.
I bet you could.
I'm telling you, delicious.
The juice.
Face off. Great movie.
That's
a line from Face Off. You ever seen Face Off?
The juice running down my chin.
Have you never seen Face Off?
I
don't know what this kid watches. I don't
love Face Off. That was John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Do I have time for this real quick? Should I tell the story? I was going to tell it.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
We got time.
Gio's been. I don't know why. He's been asking me for a couple of years, can I watch Caddyshack? I said, no, when you're 10. I said, you can't watch Caddyshack.
Well, I said,
when you turn 12.
Lacey underalls. That's all you
and then
do.
The girl in the pool, which I forgot
in
about, and
pool.
He saw boobies.
Right. Yeah.
For the first time.
Good
well, I don't know. Maybe not.
Good
These kids
him.
Are on the internet. Who knows?
Does he have a phone?
He's got a phone. So,
was his first phone a smartphone?
Yes.
He's seen boobies. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. So he says, finally, he just turned 12.
Ever checked his history?
Yeah, we check. We do. He said, all right, I'm 12. You said when I was 12, I watched Caddyshack. And I said, buddy, I got to be honest with you. I said, I told you 12, we can watch it. I said, I got to be honest with you. I love it. I said, the young guys at work who have seen it think it's awful. Yeah. I said, I don't know that it's aged all that well. And I don't think he gets what that means at 12. Like, what do you mean it doesn't age well? But I said, I don't think you're going to think it's all that funny, buddy. I want to watch it. All right. We sat down. We watched it. I texted Bleck and Abdallah because they hate it. I don't think you've ever even seen it.
I've seen it.
Oh,
it's fine. Yeah.
So about 25 minutes in, about 25 minutes left, maybe 30 minutes left, and he's restless. I mean, he's on the couch. He's restless. He can't sit still anyway.
You can sense it.
He finally says to me with about 30 minutes ago, he goes, Dad, I don't think I can watch this anymore. I texted Chris and Adam, and they loved it. And I said, well, now we're getting it. I said, listen, they're about to play the big match. Let's at least watch it to the end. He watched to the end. He goes, I don't know, Dad. It's maybe kind of funny, but what's it about? He goes, what's the point? And I said, well, I don't know. I can't really answer what's the point. It's silly. He thought two parts were funny. Two parts he laughed out loud.
I mean, can I guess?
Go ahead.
One was the baby Ruth in the pool.
100%. Yeah. He thought that was hilarious. That will never not be funny. When Bill Murray picks it up and eats the baby Ruth.
And how about either when the priest gets hit by the lightning or Bill Murray's out there swinging at the flowers?
Nope. Not even. Didn't register for 1 second.
Right. You couldn't give him what it was about. It was about a coming of age for young Danny Newman.
I was
going to
say coming of age.
It's barely a coming of age story, guys. I mean, I can give you.
He didn't solidify. It's like Son of a Woman. He didn't solidify his future because the judge wanted to compromise him. And he stayed true to himself.
I never knew Caddyshack could be so deep.
Like Son of a Woman. It's the same similar storyline as Son of a Woman.
That's awesome.
I mean, I can't believe that you couldn't come up with something for your son to give him what the lesson of in the story and the moral
was. There's really not much of a lesson. The other part he laughed out loud is when Ted Knight gets it off the ding-a-ling. And he says, I should have yelled too.
Yeah.
You know, he actually thought that was pretty funny. But I swear to God, he goes, Dad, I don't think I can watch this anymore. I'm like, I told you.
Do you have a list Caddyshack of like...
Caddyshack doesn't age well. Now, he thinks Major League's hilarious. He's seen Major League, loves it. But that movie... Like, Major League will always be funny. Always.
Yeah. Do you have a list of, like, 3 or 5 movies where if he doesn't like it, it'll break you?
No, I'm not. I don't take things that seriously. Like, people are like, what if he's not a Sox fan? I'm like, so he's not a Sox fan.
What if he doesn't like The Godfather? He doesn't like
it. You know? And I'm like, I don't care.
What if he tells people he's his heritage is American? He doesn't claim his Italian heritage.
Okay.
Huh?
What if he doesn't like Goodfellas?
If he didn't like Goodfellas, I might be like, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah, I might.
What if he puts ketchup on his spaghetti?
That would be awful. Yeah,
there you go. We can find some.
That would be awful.
Movie wise,
Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction.
See him eating pasta and he's cutting it with scissors.
That would be awful.
Break your heart. That's what it would do.
That's a good question, Tyler. Because
my roommate's favorite movie is Jaws. I'd never seen Jaws before. I watched Jaws. I hated it.
Really?
I do love Jaws. See, Gio's actually watched Jaws and he didn't hate it. And it's a slow burn
in
Jaws, man. Yeah. He was young when he watched it, and he actually thought it was kind of cool.
Did you show him Roadhouse?
No, that's probably wait a little bit. That. Maybe wait another year or so.
He's so seen, bad, it's
like,
good.
He's seen all the Raiders movies. He loves those. Those hold up well.
Yeah.
Like the Raiders,
those watch shows every now and again.
Action. Yeah. Like,
do you know what shows or movies I still watch too if they're on every now and again is Jurassic Park.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, but there were like 27 of them, you know?
And then you
fall into the one that wasn't good. It was terrible. It's like they made it in like 6 weeks.
That happens.
You know, they flew to the island, they filmed quick, and they said, "Let's get the hell out of here." The one with Vince Vaughn in it. That's the one they put. It's like the Transformers. Like the first two or three were great.
Yeah.
Then after that, they started zipping them together with Mark Wahlberg and others.
Yeah.
No good.
Shia LaBeouf was in all of those.
He was in those first couple's too.
Yeah.
And after that, Shia said, "I've had enough of this."
He's like, "Forget it. I'm tapping out."
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was kind of funny.
That is good.
I was like, "I don't think you're going to like this." I kind of knew he would. And just judging on their reaction. And I guess I see where they're coming from. Like it's
my kids are 27, 25. They love Caddyshack.
They love Caddyshack?
They loved it.
Hmm. That's interesting.
They loved it. But, you know, they've got taste. So, you know,
maybe.
It's a little bit different.
Well, I love it. I mean, I'll always love it. I think it's hilarious.
You have to come in with the right, approach. That's
attitude.
The same way. Same
Good
way
attitude.
with Roadhouse. You have to come in knowing what it is. It is what it is.
Well, show me Animal House. See what
that's a little.
Same as 1970
Animal House.
That's partying. There's not a lot of nudiness.
Yeah, there's some
just
nudiness
the one girl
in this.
When all the Kleenex pours out.
Yeah.
Show him
the one girl. There's too much. Old school, maybe.
Those are the movies. Those are the movies. Those are the movies that you got to test on your kid as he gets a little older. Not the Caddyshacks and the other ones. It's the Old Schools and the Wedding Crashers. Those are the ones.
Not Animal House. Not yet. I love Animal House too, but
Wedding Crashers.
There's too much debauchery in that.
Wasn't one of the stories of the animal when Belushi destroys the guitar? That was all
improv.
Improv, wasn't it?
It's apparently.
Yeah.
That he just kind of went with it. I love
that.
Have you seen Animal House?
Haven't seen Animal House.
Yeah, see,
That's available on Netflix. If you've got the Netflix, it's available on Netflix. The Accountant comes today to Netflix. Love that movie.
The Accountant was good.
The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Very good.
It was good.
Very good.
Like maybe slightly sort of convoluted towards the end, but it was good.
It was good.
I like his brother. His brother's done some stuff in movies.
Barenthal. Yeah, he's good.
I don't know what his name is.
He's in
John Barenthal.
He's
good.
He's in, what is it, The Bear?
I like him.
He plays the brother. Yeah. And he was, if you ever watched The Punisher, they only did two seasons, but it was awesome.
He was
like
in the remake of American Gigolo.
He's in Wolf of Wall Street. He's the guy who's like, you know,
Mom,
let him watch.
Chicken or what?
Yeah.
Let him watch.
Yeah.
Mom, we got chicken?
Sell this pen
is
for me.
Is your sister in town?
Let him watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's John Barenthal. He's great.
Sell this pen for me. Hey, what's 4 + 4? Boom. Hey, here's a pen. Boom. You got it. You gotta create urgency.
I don't love the comic book stuff, but they did two seasons on. I think it was on Netflix. They did two seasons where he was the Punisher, and it was fabulous.
Really,
you would love it.
Yeah,
even if you don't know that comic book character,
the former
like Special Forces Marine.
Yeah.
That dude, you would
love it.
It is. It's two seasons of John Barenthal just literally kicking ass. On a vengeance
and taking
tour,
names
at every turn.
That's why Jack Reacher.
Outstanding.
I like Jack Reacher.
You should TV go back and watch The Punisher. Movie. I'm telling you, I can guarantee you, you'll come back and go, "That was awesome."
The Punisher,
it's fabulous.
He's not a big guy though, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty jacked.
Is he,
yeah, dude?
Yeah, it's
sort of
like Jake Gyllenhaal in Roadhouse. He's basically Jake Cantu size, but jacked up.
Jacked. All right, boys, what do you have on the show?
We have Jesse coming up in a little bit, about a half hour from now.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel there, huh?
Jesse joins us tomorrow at 2, by the way.
Describing life as a Cub fan versus life as a White Sox fan versus life as whoever.
Is he in Philadelphia or Atlanta? Is he already there?
No, he goes there
He's going to Philly either tonight. Well, he'll be there tomorrow.
Tonight, tonight. He leaves, yeah.
Tyler's got some Cubs angst.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Really?
And for a good reason.
Don't you believe in Craig Counsell?
I do.
He's the great. He's worth 27 victories this year. That's what I've been told.
Z-Pack was in there telling me. He said, he's like, hey, listen.
He thinks Grifol's worth 27 wins.
He says, look at the D-backs. I said, you shouldn't expect to be the D-backs. If you're the Cubs.
If you're the Cubs.
Yeah. It's not like you overachieve because you're a young team that nobody expects anything out of. You're in the third largest market in all of Major League Baseball. That shouldn't be your approach. Your approach should be that everyone fears you when the season begins.
That's right. Don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
Fear the Cubs.
Everyone's sitting around treating the Cubs like they're a small market team.
No, they're not worried. Are you worried?
Of course.
I'm not worried.
You have major concerns?
I think just would have liked to see
I think so, too. But just would have liked to see a little more done.
I honestly, I don't think the Cardinals. I think the Reds will push that.
I do. I think it'll be Cubs.
Would you like to watch Airplane?
Airplane.
Yeah.
I think I watched Airplane.
Love Airplane.
Before I was
Charlie liked Airplane.
That's where I developed my drinking problem.
Yeah, I love Airplane. That's good, Charlie. There's boobies in Airplane, too, but yeah, I guess he's old enough to see some of that.
Boobies!
They see everything on the internet. Who are we kidding? You're right. But I did make him turn away during the Lacey Underall scene.
Did
I
you? Did.
Yeah, I was like, you can't watch this.
He's still 12. It would set your standard too high.
She's was married at 12. What,
and she's still a small. I mean, like, not today.
She's dead.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, she died in the last 12 months.
She is an absolute smoke show in that movie.
Yeah. And she carries herself exceptionally sexy in it, doesn't she?
Dreary old Manhattan.
I mean, just 99 on the black. I mean, just.
When he's fumbling with the oil and. Oh,
God.
Chevy Chase.
She's just incredible in that movie.
You've got a $60,000 check.
$75,000.
Yeah. Keep it.
It's yours.
Then he goes and puts the top on the fizzy water.
Pierre. Yeah. What is it?
Perrier water.
Yeah.
Whoa. See, Tyler.
There are some classic scenes.
Like, why is that funny?
So many classic scenes.
Where do you live? Two, Breyer.
You're over there on Briar, right?
Aren't you?
Briar.
You got a pool, right?
You got a pool?
You got a pool.
We got a pond in the back.
That'd be great for you.
Natural spring.
It's still brings back classic.
This is African sesame.
I'm just going to clean this up a little. Oh, it looks good to me.
It's a hybrid.
You don't mind if I play through, do you?
African sesame.
Look, that is.
You can play on it and smoke it at the same time.
Carl, maybe just open up a window and give me a wedge here. It's the best. It's the
best. Now you've got me inspired to watch it.
Sorry, man. We kept you. We kept you too long, golfer.
Can't talk to you, Frank.
Yeah.
Ty.
Frank. How do you measure yourself against other golfers? By height.
It's just so good. All right.
Did I tell you to joke about that? You guys have a great show.
I mean, we just gave away the whole movie.
I know. We're giving away the whole thing. You guys have a great show. All right. We'll see Cork and Carrie at the park tomorrow.
Give me the speech as he's christening his ship.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in, when you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Flying wasp.
Flying wasp. All right. We'll see.
Why did Gio not love that?
I don't know. He didn't love it at all. We'll see you guys tomorrow.